This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Thousands of suspected fentanyl pills are off the streets after police made an arrest in Pueblo, but they say they may need help bringing additional suspects to justice. According to the Pueblo Police Department, a Special Investigations Division was on Duke Street trying to contact Jamie Garcia. When he saw police, Garcia took off running. Police were able to catch up to him and arrest him, finding a gun, cash, and over 2,600 pills of what police believe is fentanyl. At the same time, officers noted another car pulling into the home where Garcia got out. They say another gun, more cash, and what appeared to be meth was inside that car. This week, in a call over vandalism led police to arrest a man linked to an assault here in Colorado Springs. Police were called to a hotel on Sinton Road around noon yesterday over vandalism. When they got there, the suspect had already left, but they were able to identify him as Grover Traver. It turns out he has a warrant out for domestic violence burglary and was linked to an earlier assault on Fillmore, where police say he allegedly assaulted a stranger. Airlines are beginning to cancel flights to the Middle East in the wake of last night's attack on Iran. A Colorado Springs neighborhood is on alert this morning after police say over 40 gunshots were fired overnight. Around 9:30 last night, officers responded to the 700 block of Sequoia Drive. There, officers learned three adult men walked up behind a person's car and opened fire on the driver. Police say the shooters fired more than 40 rounds, striking multiple cars and a home in the neighborhood. Officers say there are no reported injuries as a result of the shooting. Police are still investigating another shooting in Colorado Springs, this time near the Colorado Springs airport. Just before 6:30 last night, Colorado Springs police responded to the 1300 block of Inverness Drive. There, police discovered two groups of people exchanging gunfire. There, police discovered the groups were shooting at each other, and it was not a random act of violence. Anyone with information regarding the groups are involved to contact police. A new poll shows that President Biden and former President Trump remain locked in a close race for presidency. The poll also showing 64% of voters say the country is headed in the wrong direction. The inmate who escaped from police custody in La Junta is still missing this morning. The sheriff's office in Otero County describes him as dangerous and possibly armed. He's 38-year-old Ronald Collier. Searchers say he could be anywhere. Prior to his escape, Collier was being held for burglary and assault charges at the Bent County Jail. The escape happened after a pair of deputies took him to the Arkansas Valley Regional Medical Center for medical care. One person is in the hospital this morning with several stab wounds, according to Colorado Springs Police. Just after midnight, officers responded to a home near the 4500 block of London Lane. There, police found a person with multiple stab wounds. Officers took that person to the hospital. We don't have word on their condition right now. Police do say they were able to take a suspect, 36-year-old Andres Luna Porras, into custody without incident. A bill that could change how citizens challenge land use decisions is a complex issue we're breaking down that could make it easier for developers to get their projects completed.
It's a carbon copy day of well above average temperatures in the 70s and 80s and elevated fire danger as breezy and dry conditions continue. We cool down to the low 70s tomorrow in Colorado Springs and mid 70s in Pueblo as our next storm system rolls in, bringing snow showers to the mountains and rain showers to the Pikes Peak region and plains. You can expect gusts over the next couple of days to be around 25 miles per hour along the I-25 corridor and across the eastern plains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.